This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITESPAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Gary, middle initial A, Young, Y-O-U-N-G, date of birth November 21st, 1949. Dear Brian, this is a consultation for Mr. Young, who had an episode of gastroenteritis in July of this year, July 19th to be exact, and he went to the emergency room and required IV rehydration after having vomiting and diarrhea. And his creatinine level was elevated at that time at 1.6 with estimated GFR of 43. So he was sent for evaluation, renal evaluation. After discharge, his labs were checked on July 23rd, and creatinine had improved 1.09, still not quite to baseline, which appeared to be 0.95 when done in February of 2021. He had been taking some meloxicam, 7.5 milligram once a day, but not for a very long time, only up to a week, and then he felt he didn't need it and stopped it. And he also had been on Losartan with hydrochlorothiazide, 112.5 every day for high blood pressure for many years. And he had been using it even with the vomiting and diarrhea. He's feeling well now. He has no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. He does have an occasional not productive cough, some dyspnea on exertion, but he is still smoking up to 4 to 5 cigarettes per day, and he is actively trying to quit smoking at this time, and his wife also is trying to quit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. If he does have nocturia, it's only once per night, and he feels like he empties his bladder fully every time he urinates. No edema. He has had a history of peripheral artery disease in both legs, but he denies claudication pain, excessive coldness, or any numbness of his lower extremities. Past medical history is significant for hypertension for many years, smoker's COPD, prediabetes, hyperlipidemia, peripheral artery disease of the lower extremities, degenerative arthritis, and as previously stated, the episode of gastroenteritis July 19th of this year with the elevated creatinine level at that time. Also hard of hearing, requiring hearing aids. Past surgical history, he had a placement of a left leg stent in 2012, left rotator cuff repair 2011. He's had right leg angioplasties done in 2014 and 2018. And colonoscopy in 2014. Social history, he is married. He is retired, but does work part-time managing an apartment complex. He does not consume alcohol, but he does smoke 4 to 5 cigarettes per day for many years and is trying to quit. Family history is significant for diabetes, hypertension, emphysema, colon cancer, substance abuse, arthritis, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to lisinopril, that causes a cough. Medications, Lipitor 80 milligram daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Norvasc 10 milligram daily, Pravastatin 80 milligram daily, Atenolol is 100 milligram daily, Hyzar 100/12.5 once daily. And he's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain at this time. Physical exam, height 65 inches, weight 170 pounds, pulse 74, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 130 over 70. Ears, right tympanic membrane is occluded with cerumen, the left is clear, pharynx is clear, the tongue is very high, I can't visualize the uvula. Even when he says, please add to past medical history, he was also diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea and maybe trying a new CPAP device. soon. And then back to physical exam. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. There are no palpable masses, no ascites, no hepatosplenomegaly, no tenderness. Extremities, there's no edema, no ulcerations. Capillary refill 2 to 3 seconds in his toes. Fetal pulse is 1+ bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 8, 2022. Creatinine was actually improved at 0.84, calcium 9.6, albumin 4.1, electrolytes normal with potassium of 4.5, phosphorus is 2.7, hemoglobin 13.6, with normal white count and normal platelets. 7:23, the creatinine was 1.09 with normal electrolytes and a slightly low albumin level of 3.4. White count was still slightly elevated on July 23rd at 11.3 as he was recovering from the gastroenteritis. Then July 19th, sodium 135, potassium was low, secondary to vomiting and diarrhea at 3.1, carbon dioxide 25, creatinine was 1.6. Calcium was 8.6, albumin 3.2, magnesium was 2.3, and white count was 12.69 at that time. And February 16th, 2021, creatinine was 0.95 with normal electrolytes, calcium 9.6, albumin 4.1, normal liver enzymes. Assessment and plan. The patient had an episode of acute renal insufficiency secondary to vomiting and diarrhea while also on ACE inhibitor and hydrochlorothiazide. That did resolve with IV fluid, and his kidney function has remained stable ever since. Recommended that he avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use for pain. The low-dose aspirin is actually fine, though, for heart health. We've told him to hold Hyzaar anytime he has nausea and vomiting that are more than 12-hour in duration, and actually not to wait very long before going to the ER. More than 12 hours of vomiting and diarrhea would warrant a trip to the ER. He should continue all of his routine medications. Smoking cessation was strongly encouraged, and since his renal function is now back to normal, he won't need a follow-up with us unless anything changes. We might recommend regular monitoring of renal function, though, over the next year, maybe every 3 to 6 months by you, and feel free to carbon copy results to us for review, but we expect things are going to stay, hopefully, in the normal range. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.